Shanna McAllister is a happy 11-year-old with a pretty smile. In most ways, Shanna is a typical fourth grader. She enjoys playing dress-up with her friends. She likes to shop at the mall. But when it comes to getting dental care, Shanna is not so typical. She likes going to the dentist.
I got my tooth pulled. It was kind of really weird because I got really shaky and nervous. But once that it's all over with, I was just fine going to the dentist. So I kind of like going to the dentist program that's over here.
Getting Shanna to a dentist was a huge problem for her parents, Roy and Stephanie McAllister. Stephanie was injured in an auto accident and has been unable to work for 2 years. When Roy lost his job last November, meeting the family's basic needs became more of a struggle. Getting adequate dental care proved impossible, and even when the family began receiving Medicaid benefits, the situation didn't improve. Only one dental clinic in Champaign County accepts Medicaid patients, so Stephanie McAllister says getting Shanna care was a long wait.
A lot of dentists, because you have medical cards, won't treat you. They can't treat you and take money from you if you have a medical card. You know, all four of my kids had dental problems, and all this was because of not taking them and being able to have them checked up regularly and keep on to it.
The McAllister kids now receive good dental care, thanks to the Champaign County Dental Access Program. The program connects children with provider dentists to receive free dental care. Families living in Champaign County earning up to 200% of the poverty level may qualify. But McAllister still remembers the ordeal her family went through.
You know, you don't think that your mouth can cause such big health problems, but my kids were sick constantly with infections. Couldn't figure out what was causing them. I mean, we treated them in and out of the doctor's office, on antibiotics for about, it seemed like 3 months we had antibiotics solid. And then my daughter started complaining about having a spot in her tooth, and then my other son started complaining about having a sore tooth. So trying to get him into the dentist, we couldn't find him. We were told to take him to the emergency room. We go into the emergency room, they give us an antibiotic. On top of all the antibiotics before that they've taken, you know, I'm at this point saying, okay, enough antibiotics, there's a problem, it needs to be treated.
McAllister says she watched her children's health deteriorate. She couldn't get them motivated to go to school because their mouths hurt. She saw her children's grades sink and Shanna's spirit flounder.
My daughter came to me in the middle of the night one night. She got up from bed. She says, I can't do this no more, Mom. Look at my mouth. I looked, and the whole side of her gum was purple and bulging, and she had this white patch on it. I'm thinking, I have no idea what that is, but it didn't look right.
McAllister's eyes tear up as she relives watching her children suffer.
There was nothing I could do. I was so frustrated. And, you know, I had to go to bed feeling guilty so many times because I could not do nothing. They'd come and crawl up into my lap. I could comfort them. You look in your children's face, you know, and you tell them, I can't help you. I don't know what else I can do for you. That's bad. That's a stab in the heart.
McAllister enrolled her children in the dental access program when she found out about it at a school meeting.
The McAllister children specifically had some teeth that were abscessed or infected.
That's Dr. William Reich, Shanna's dentist.
And obviously that could present a more difficult situation to take care of because treatment's been delayed, so the problem gets worse. A lot of the children in that situation have pretty rampant caries or cavities, and because of the fact that it's difficult to get in, and I hate to see them suffer like that with that much pain.
Reich is one of about 30 Champaign County dentists who participate in the program. The dentists provide treatment at half their normal fee and are paid through a Champaign County board grant.
As opposed to, say, public aid programs, there's a lot less paperwork and hassle. Basically, you have to realize that, you know, you're not going to do this and see it as a profitable part of the practice. It's something that you do because you want to.
More than 400 children have received dental care through the program since its inception, and many more need care, but adults don't qualify. Shanna's grandmother, Tana Steigberg, says low-income or uninsured adults, such as her disabled daughter Jessica, have no place to go for immediate dental care.
She had a really bad one, and it took us, I think, 2 months the first time to get an appointment. And when we took her in, they said that they couldn't even get her in their x-ray room. They didn't even try. So they sent her to an oral surgeon, which we had to wait 6 months to get into him. So by that time, her teeth were giving her a lot of problems. She had it pulled.
Shanna is grateful for her dental treatment, but she is among the lucky few who have some access. Hundreds and hundreds of Champaign County children and adults are still without dental care. I'm Lynn Crandall, AM 580 News.